Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I want to welcome each and every one of you all to She Zone Radio. Tonight, we have a very, very, very special panel tonight. We have, of course, KC, myself. We have Teddy. We have Miss Baltimore Princess Chanel. And we have the one and only Truth. First of all, how is everybody doing tonight on the AR?
Good.
Everybody doing good.
Yeah, we good.
Yeah.
That's definitely a good thing.
Amen.
You said what?
I said amen, bro.
Teddy said, we going to fight. Me and you going to go at it.
Already.
So, quick question. Miss Chanel. How are you today, honey?
I am doing wonderful.
Let me ask you a big question. Are you ready for She Pride 2012? That's my big question.
I've been ready for She Pride before I even got put on the lineup.
I know that's right. That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
She gave me a good answer. Man, that's one of the perfect answers.
I've been trying on this lineup since I first seen it. I was like, this
looks
interesting. Let me go ahead and ask her. I don't even know this lady, but I think I need to be there.
I am a grown woman. Do you hear me? with the capital W-O, one man. You got to put some emphasis on that.
Excuse me.
She said, excuse me. Well, my other question to you would be, what made you decide to want to dance?
It's kind of a crazy story, actually, because I kind of started dancing by accident. Out of boredom. I'm from the Eastern Shore of Virginia, from Baltimore. But long story short, I started dancing, traveled to Baltimore with a homegirl of mine. Got into dancing in the gay community and actually found out that I was good at it. So I got a little bit of exposure through the King of Baltimore Erotic. But then I got picked up by Just Lust, one of the best dancers in Baltimore. And it was a wrap from there.
I hear that. So, Teddy, do you have any questions for Miss Chanel?
Oh, why you got to put me on the spot for me?
Come on now.
Like, I'm all disembodied right now. Oh, wow. So, how long you been dancing?
This year will be my third year dancing. I've been dancing 2 years total in the gay community and 3 years all together, period.
Mostly you're a rookie.
Ain't nothing wrong with a rookie. Huh?
I said, ain't nothing wrong with a rookie. You know what you're doing. You're good at what you do.
If you don't know, you better check the video.
Those videos are off the
chain. Once I get to a computer, I am trust and believe.
Lord have mercy. So, Miss Chanel.
See, then you asked me, like, you got any video footage? I'm like, yeah, go on my page. You was like, whoa.
I was like, what? What I said? I said, whoa.
I'm a fan
now.
Yeah.
I I almost passed out, y'all. I'm telling you some real stuff. Passed out. When I say passed out, I mean pass out.
Oh, God, bro.
Straight up. So let me ask you, huh? Let me ask you a question. Are you single? A couple of people want to know, are you single?
No, unfortunately, to the rest of the world, I'm not. I have an awesome wife at home, takes very good care of me.
Did y'all hear that? And I'm going to be just right with your wife and getting the belt. And she prides. I am.
Don't so have to bring no belt now.
Gonna get the belt out of her. Cause I be all the performers. I got a switch.
That's coming in. I ain't got a beating since I was like 12.
Well, welcome to She's On. For real.
Silent.
Now is off the market. And if you don't believe me,
check my right hip. I'm tatted. I'm gone.
Is that? You have anything else to ask her, Mr. Teddy? Teddy P?
No, not at the present moment. She answered up the question of her ass, bro.
Well,
you sound real sad about my answer. Did I disappoint somebody?
No, you didn't disappoint me, girl.
They disappointed me. No, never that.
You probably disappointed everybody to see those videos. That's probably what it was.
See, now I really don't go see these videos now. I got to go see
these
videos.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be very disappointed when you see the videos.
Goddamn. Like, your wife is one lucky person. One lucky person.
Yeah, somebody messed me up. I don't know what to say. I mean,
yeah, I got to ask you. I gotta honestly say, you a cool person. I don't really come across good people that's humble, like, you know what I'm saying, for real. And I gotta commend you on that, because it takes a grown woman to be humble, you know what I'm saying? It takes a grown woman to be humble, and I really appreciate you for being an awesome person.
Thank you, and the same to you, because you've been nothing but a sweetheart since the day I met you. I feel like I know you already, and I ain't even seen your face except for on Facebook.
Well, let's keep this like it is for a long time. Let's just put it like that. Let's not change, you know what I'm saying?
I never change. I never, never change. And I can honestly say that's one of the reasons why I have so many supporters. Those of you who don't know, New York Pride, I have been booked. I will be at Club Remix in New York for this June. I'm going to Cleveland next Saturday, actually, for the third time. It's the first all-white gay event, the biggest gay event in Ohio history, and I have been booked.
Okay. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I love traveling.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask everybody a question on the line. Let's get into the number one topic of today. Everybody has been interested in knowing, because when I put this topic on Facebook and the different websites, people have been saying, what? They're like, excuse me?
Oh?
So, first topic. What do you all, I'm going to ask everybody in separately, but what does everybody think about studs that date males that have transitioned into women? Pretty much transsexual males to females. Question. Let's go with truth. Tell me what is your opinion on studs that date transsexual male to female.
I mean, personally, I mean, to each his own. It ain't my style, but I mean, you can't help what you fall for. And to me, it makes you straight. And you ain't gay, you more straight than anything. But I mean, it ain't me. But some people do it. And this thing got real popular. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it ain't even, honestly, when I see it, it ain't even shocking to me no more, because that's how popular this thing got. So it's like, whatever, like, I'm used to seeing that shit, especially out here in North Carolina, so, I mean, whatever, it ain't me, but if that's what you do, to all, you know what I mean, to each his own.
I hear that. So, Teddy, what's your input on the studs dating males that has transitioned into women?
That's a good question. Me personally, like, truth, I don't, that's not my cup of tea, but like you say, to each his own. You can't help who you fall in love with. If it's a, you know, a man that transitions to a woman, by all means, do you, as long as you're happy and you safe at what you do. Don't get played.
I hear that. So, Miss Chanel, what is your opinion on studs dating the transsexual male to female?
This is kind of new to me because I haven't really heard it. It's like nowadays you can't even really tell the difference no more unless somebody come out and tell you. I mean, I'm not surprised by anything that's going on nowadays. I agree with that with you. I mean, to each his own. I kind of don't understand it a little bit. I don't know. This is just confusing to me. I don't know. I like girls.
Well, my opinion on studs and dick transsexual male to female is pretty much like everybody else said, to each his own, everybody do them. Who am I to judge you for what you wanna do? My thing is, I'm not even gonna lie, I have seen some very, very gorgeous, transsexuals, okay? And now it's to the point where some of them, like you going to the gay club or whatever, some of them do not even let you know that they are a man. You know what I'm saying? You're never going to know until they actually come on and tell you, especially if they had the surgery, because some look more woman than these real women. You know what I mean?
I've seen them before.
They look more woman than the real, you know, when I say real woman, I'm talking about us four on the phone, you know what I mean? They look more woman than Kamora Lee, you know what I'm saying? She's a woman. Look more woman than Evelyn of Bad Girls. What is the basketball wise? I'm sorry. Don't sue me, okay?
What do you say as a woman when you get outdressed by someone who was actually born a man? Like,
yeah.
How do you
shoot? I couldn't do it just because I support them. I love them to death, you know, but I just couldn't see myself getting buck naked and going into the bedroom with them and like, oh, boom, pow, bow, pow. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that I would be very comfortable. Like, I probably would call the police because I wouldn't know what to do.
What do you do if somebody's surgery ain't right and then their body parts don't look right? What do you do then?
I don't know. I guess YouTube it, I guess. I don't know. Social
if you
fam,
don't know until you have sex and then they haven't had their surgery, what do you do then?
Spaz the fuck out.
Yeah, I'm spaz out. I probably would too.
What would you do if you went to eat and you got slapped in the face with a sausage? Like, I don't know
what I...
Oh, God. That's murder.
I don't know. I wouldn't be the same KC. Just put it like that. I think I'd be terrified for the rest of my life. Like,
I'm go get some therapy, bro.
I think I'd be ready to fight.
Yeah, I'd be very terrified.
You know what's crazy, KC?
What's good? You
know, the craziest thing of all, it's a lot of studs out here that take penis better than most of these fans. Like, no bull. Like,
yes.
Not me personally, but it's a lot of them that be bragging about it. Like, it's cool. Like, I don't know. It's kind of weird to me.
I mean, you know what? If they want to back it up on the scrotum and the walls and the balls, let them back it up on the scrotum. Just don't bring that ish over here. You know what I'm saying? Because, look. It's a difference between having planned, like we were talking about last night, you know, having planned pregnancy and just going out and just doing it for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to do that, you need to stop telling everybody you're a stud or something. You need to go ahead and just confess that you are bisexual. Be real with people. Like, that's how a lot of the STDs are going out now, because people aren't being 100.
I was going to say, like, does that that doesn't make you a lesbian. Like, I just don't see how you could be considered a lesbian because you're dating a man. At the end of the day, that birth certificate says male on it. I don't care how much money you pay to change it. You were born a man.
Well, technically, once you have your sex change, you are legally, by law, transitioning to whatever the opposite sex that you are trying to become. And it goes into your Social Security card, your ID, and your birth certificate. They change everything.
Mm-hmm. See, I actually know one. I know one that was in Cambridge. He's a star basketball player. And today, it's like a runway model. Like, you would have never knew if you didn't know him personally. I just feel like for all that, you might as well just date a guy.
For real.
I just feel like people should, whatever you do in life is your BI, but be 100 with people at jump. You know what I'm saying? Don't go around and, you know, mislead people, because a lot of people are getting killed because of stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. But that's real. That's realness. A lot of people are losing their lives because they wasn't real from the get-go.
That's true.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes down to, like, when they go out and try to, you know, do it to the straight man, you know.
Right.
I've heard a lot of cases where they do not. A lot of the transsexuals don't make it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, the straight men, they don't. A lot of them might be like, oh, you know, you might got a couple of nice people that's like, okay, you know, get out my face, bitch. You know what I'm saying? But you got a lot of these dudes now, they just don't care about them, their life, or their freedom. And they will let you know, like, look, your life is over. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that goes to the bloods. That goes to the lesbians, too.
What do you have to say about the guys that feel as though they're not gay because they're messing with a transgender?
They got issues.
Well, like I said, it's a difference between the transgender and the transsexual. If that person does go and get that sex change and they get everything legally switched over, then actually they are a woman, you know what I'm saying? Or they are a man. That's by law. You know what I'm saying? So both of those people will be straight. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, but, you know, by law, you'll be straight. But I'll still be like, oh, I'm sorry, honey, boo-boo. You as have a penis, girl. You had a penis 5 weeks ago.
Is that a C-section?
But quick question. Let's go into talking about Truth. Ask you the motherfucker. That's truth. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yes, with them tickles over there. Hey.
What's up?
Another She Pride performer. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Miss Chanel. Are you ready for She Pride 2012?
Man, I've never been so ready in my life. It's about to be like one of the shows in history. It's about to be crazy. That's all I can say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm very, you know, I'm excited to have both of you all here, like I said before. My other question to you is tell everybody about your accomplishment that you just received. Like, I want everybody to know about this accomplishment. They need to know.
Well, just like they got the BET Awards, they got an award ceremony out here called the Carolina Music Awards. And out of all the talented artists that they got out here in North Carolina and South Carolina, I got nominated for Best Hip-Hop Female in the Carolinas.
Yes.
That's real big.
Yes. Yes, because, you don't really hear too much about our women, our community being nominated for, you know, stuff like that, like.
I'm the first LGBT artist to actually get into the nominations. So that's real for the community itself.
I'm so proud of you.
You know I'm singing. I write my own music. And my wife is a rapper.
You found out, Princess? in Baltimore. You are what, like a triple threat over this?
Yes, I sing, I dance, and I model. I do it all.
That's what's up.
So right quick, let's get us. I want everybody to hear Truth and get to hear a little bit about her. I got a little snippet from her upcoming song. What did it come out and play?
Yeah.
So I want everybody to listen for a minute, and I want y'all to hear why she got the name Truth. So everybody take a second and just listen to it.
I like this snippet a lot.
That's for sure.
It's something I can dance to.
And quick question, I want you to tell everybody, you and, before I cut you all off the line, I want you and Miss Chanel to tell everybody on the phone, everybody that's listening to She's On Radio right now, how to get in contact with you, how to book you, how to pretty much be known. So,
staying on here all day.
Oh, hush up. Tell them how to get in contact with you, Chanel.
Go ahead, Chanel. You can go first.
Oh, thank you. You're such a gentleman. Well, you can reach me on Facebook under Curia Miss Chanel. You can catch me on Instagram as the Princess of Baltimore, Miss Chanel. You can catch me on Twitter under Miss Chanel. And that's Miss Chanel with an MZ, not an MS. We don't do no prop or nothing over here. I'm not. No. You can book me through my Facebook, or you can also contact me at 410-805-2912. And I'll have my people call your people. But I'm not fine. You know, like Casey said, I'm going to be at She Pride this year. She's got me naked all over her page. You know, she's trying to beat me for my picture. I'm just a click away.
Y'all behave now.
All right, Miss Chanel. I want to thank you for coming on to She's On Radio, and we will stay in contact, and you have a good day.
You too. Thank you for having me, beautiful people. Have a good night.
You too,
hon. And Truth, same thing as Chanel. I want you to tell everybody how to get in contact with you, your booking information, and also give them the link to vote for you also.
I'm everywhere, Facebook, Twitter. Everything, SQ Truth. That's DA, not the or the or the, but A. SQ, DA, Truth. I got a fan line, actually. People that want to call and talk to me directly, 757-742-3255. Book SQ the Truth at gmail.com. And to vote for me, go to CarolinaMusicAwards.com/CMA and just vote FQ the Truth, Best Hip Hop Female.
All right, you ladies have it. So support our LGBT entertainers, book them, bring them to your town, birthday parties, whatever. They are ready to go. And True, thank you for coming on to She's On Radio.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Teddy.
Teddy P.
Yeah. Quick question,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
How do you feel about eating a woman on her period? Like, how do you feel about that?
It's like this. If I'm with my lady and I'm going to be with her forever and a day and I get in the mood, I just might. You know what I'm saying? I just might. Depends. Now, when you first come on, no, I can't do that. Mm-mm. I'm not trying to go through the Red Sea, if you know what I mean. But if it's towards the end, I just might. It just depends. It's got to be if I'm with, you know, that special lady. I just can't do it with the average female, you know what I'm saying? I just can't see myself doing that. How about you, bro? What you feel?
Well, me personally, eating on the period, no. A lot of people like, everybody be like, man, you can put a tampon in it, you know what I'm saying? Now, when I was younger, yeah, because I didn't know any better, but then I saw this documentary on TV, and it was just telling him, like, when, you know what I'm saying, the period is like the nastiest transition from your body. Like, it's letting out all the dirt from your body.
Yeah, it's the way your body, you know, get rid of shit.
Yeah. Can you imagine putting that in your... Just imagine that slipping out the tampon. I'm sorry, ladies, if I'm getting too graphic, but just imagine that slipping out the tampon.
Okay.
And getting in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? That is nasty. I'm a germaphobic girl. Uh-uh.
I ain't mad at it. Look, like I say, it got to be with that one that I'm going to marry, that I'm going to be with forever, and it got to be towards the end. I know the difference between when you're flowing like a river and when you just, you know, it's dripping like a faucet. They got to leak. It just got to be
nasty.
That way. Look, I can't say this, though. It don't happen all the time.
I hope your tongue have food poisoning.
Well, I got insurance on myself, damn it. I'm good. I'm healthy. I'm
hoping your tongue turn red and stay that way. You are nasty.
What? I love you, too.
Whatever. Nasty.com.
I'm not nasty, motherfucker.
Can we say trifling?
It don't happen all the time.
No, I'm just joking, baby. Anybody that do that, you know what I'm saying, do what you do. That's your tongue. That's your wife. That's your boo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is, straight up.
He said, that's what dinner dams are for. Hello.
You know?
If you're going to do that, protect yourself, God dang it. It's too much stuff going on out here, you know, that you can die from.
Especially through the blood.
Right.
Especially through the blood. So, yeah, before you do that thing twice, and definitely be safe. Like Teddy said, definitely, please be safe. Life is too short to let the tongue destroy the cootie cat with the period, and it destroys your life. Pretty much straight point period.
Pretty much it's too much. I mean, your life is worth living. I mean, one night of pleasure can cause you a whole lifetime of pain.
Yes, it can.
And you don't want that for yourself, for you or your partner.
That's right. I have a quick question before we go into the questioning and everything. What is your input on exes? How easy is it for you to get over an ex? Like, what is the... I'm going to say the whole ex factor. What is your opinion of exes, period? Like,
I mean, they exes for a reason, but in my case, it's just very few that I still feel attached to, but... I mean, I talk to him every now and again, but then again, I don't because I have to move on. This is just me personally. Like, I just got out of a relationship not even 3 months ago, and if she is listening, to let you know, I still love you, but I know why you did it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no harsh feelings towards you. I hope nothing but the best for you and your son, But it takes time for you to get over an ex. You just can't get over somebody overnight. It's not logically possible. You're going to cry. You're going to boo-hoo. You're going to be mad. You want to cuss her out. You want to say fuck you and your mama and then some. But over time, you will get over it. You will learn how to deal with it and go on with your life because there's somebody out there better for you. And I got that advice from my big bro, KC. It's somebody out there better that's waiting for you, but you just can't, you know, run to it. You got to wait for it.
Well,
how do you feel about that, bro?
To update what you're saying, the ex, I've always been taught that exes are exes for a reason. People come into your life. Some people do not come in your life for a lifetime.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like Madea said on her play, she said people come in your life for seasons.
Mm-hmm.
People come in your life for reasons, and people come into your life for a lifetime. And you have to be the person to sit up here and say, which season is this person here for? You know what I'm saying? You should never settle for less. I'm not going to sit up here and say, you and your ex won't be together, or you and your ex will never be together, or whatever. But what I am saying is that make sure before you run back to the past, you are prepared for destroying your future.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you live in the past, you're never going to meet the future. You got to meet the future. You got to see what's out there. You got to see who is it better? Is it, you know what I'm saying? You got to see that God has somebody better for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they might not be better, and he might bring you back to your ex, but guess what? It's going to be for a reason. Do not overdo what God has in store for you. I'm trying to tell you some real stuff. And like Teddy said, you always, guess what? You're going to cry. You're going to moan. You're going to pout. A lot of people are like, I hate love. And I'm not going to be in another relationship. And guess what? You're blowing your blessing. Don't ever let the stupidity of another person steer you from the future, baby. I'm going to try to tell you something.
Right.
I don't sit around. I'm sorry. That's just me. I'm too blessed to be stressed out over somebody who do not want me, or somebody that it's never going to work out with, or somebody that's not meant for me.
Right.
Trust and believe me, I let go and I let God right when we break up. And guess what? If I meet a friend tomorrow, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to entertain that friend, and I'm going to get to know them, because guess what? If, like I said before, if she's meant for me, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice to all of you, if you're dealing with an ex right now that you're in love with or whatever, let go and let God. And if it's meant for you and that ex to get back together, it's going to happen whether you want it to or not. God is in control.
It's like this, bro. Before we, you know, leave the subject, I had a talk with my mama, and she said the exact same thing. If it's meant for you to be back with your ex, it's going to happen. You don't rush what God has in store for you. You don't, that's blocking your blessings. You can't never do that. God is working on you to get you right. You know what I'm saying? If it's meant for you to be back with your ex, then like you say, it's going to happen. You just got to move on with your life, get yourself right, do what you got to do for you and yours. If you have kids, you know, in this equation, do what you got to do for your kids, do what you got to do for yourself, and move on. If your ex decides to come, by all means, work it out, but take it slow. But if you're talking to a new friend and you want to get to know this friend, see where it goes. You may never know. That might be the one for you. You just may never know. You got to leave it up to God. God got you.
Well, let me ask you a question. Does taking it slow always end right?
In some cases it do, in some cases it don't. In my case, I'm talking some females, you know, conversating, and I let them know off the top, I'm not looking for a relationship right now. I want to get to know you. And if I decide that I want to stick with this one particular person, I'm going to let the other ones know I'm talking to somebody right now. This is not my cup of tea. I don't, you know, cheat. I don't do none of that. I'm a good person. I'm a strong person, and I'm talking to this one person.
if you want to continue to be my friend, by all means, we can be friends. We can, you know, text, talk, hang out, whatever. But if my girl, if I have one, wants to spend time with me, then it's about her. If you don't understand that, then you want my friend to begin with. You can kick the bricks. Because, again, you're blocking my blessings. And I will not have nobody block my blessings no more.
Well, I know that's right.
You better work. We just had
church, y'all. We just had church. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Amen. But let's go to the caller right now. I have a caller from 804. If you would like to talk to me or Teddy, the host, please press the number 1. That way I will know that you are in queue to talk to us. Please do that now. Please press 1 right now if you want to talk to us.
Come on in the room.
All right. 804-325. Oh, no, I'm not going to go there. 804-325. Are you here?
Yes, they're not on.
804-325.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Em.
All right, this is Shy, calling out of Texas.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Y'all had a really, really interesting program today. I'm still stuck on the trannies and studs thing. I was born and raised in D.C. in Baltimore, so, you know, I know what it's like to be in this big city. I lived in New York, and I lived in Ohio. So I've seen it, but I've never quite understood it. Because to me, that makes them heterosexual. It's just the roles have been reversed.
It's it can be very confusing. There is another, you know, they have so many labels for our community. It makes no sense, but it is another. It's a definite. Like if you look it up in the Webster, it's called a pansexual, and these are people that see no gender. So you know, instead of you know the heterosexual and all that. They just, you know, they see, when they date somebody, they see no gender. So, but I still think, you know, like you said, it's heterosexual. I still, I'm with you on that.
If they see no gender, then why change? Why not just be who you are and date whatever you want? Hell, bestiality is cool then.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, being that, I'm gonna be real with you all. In my younger days, I was going down the road of transition. I was getting ready to go into the female to male. And one of the things that I have always, and sometimes I deal with it today, not as bad as I did when I was younger. I always had the illusion of being a man. You feel what I'm saying? Especially when you know you're a younger stud or whatever. You have those, not everybody, but sometimes you have those thoughts in your head and they can mess with you. You know, especially when, you know, you're an extra hard stud or a butch. You know, and I understand a lot of people that have the gender disorder because, you know, they feel trapped in the wrong body. They feel like, you know, they're women. You know, they're not supposed to be a woman. They want to be a man. And it can really, like, there's actually people that have to go to a psychiatrist to actually talk about it because it's real deep in a lot of people. You know? And it's not just
I feel you, bro. I mean, I know there was a point in my life when I was younger where I felt like a dude, you know. I even was kind of even proud of myself when I'd be in a restaurant and the waitress would say, "Sir, what can I get you?" Or a grocery store and they'd say, "Sir, can," you know, whatever. So, I mean, you know, I get this little smile on my face and I'm like, yeah, you know. But that's because I feel like looking back now, because I'm older now, I'm 37 now, I was like 21, 18 then. I look back because I didn't know exactly what it meant to be a stud, what my place was and my role was. I felt, okay, I'm supposed to pretend to be a man or be a man. But that's not really what a stud is.
Right. Come on, tell
them. It's a woman with masculine tendencies that loves women. You know,
yes.
I'm more comfortable underneath a hood of a car than I am decorating the living room. You know, that doesn't make me any less of a woman. I'm just more masculine. I like masculine things, football, basketball. I mean, it's not cool for me to sit in bakery or pottery class. That's not me. But I think a lot of the baby studs, I call them SIDS, studs in training. I think a lot of these baby studs out here have this whole concept screwed up. Like, I see these young studs cussing their women, calling them bitches and hoes, and beating on them like that's the cool thing to do. And that's not it. That's not what a stud, that doesn't make you more of a stud.
Right.
It's more of an insult to us, actually.
It makes you a, somebody needs to be locked up. That's what it makes you be. And that has no label or no title. You just need to go to jail, you know. And I really do understand you, and I agree with you. We are kind of running out of time, but I do thank you for coming on here and talking to us.
No problem, bro.
We have to get through a lot of people. So,
yeah.
In 5 minutes, so thank you.
All right.
Yes.
I'll holler at y'all next time.
All right. Have a good one.
You do.
All righty. 804-461, are you here? Make it brief. Hello. 461? All right. 804-938, make it brief. Hello. Hello. All right. Let's go to 919-798. Please make it brief. Hello?
Okay. Hello?
919?
Hello?
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 Hello? All right. I'm going to ask one more time before we shut the show down. One more time. Is there anybody that wants to talk to me, KC, or Teddy? Please press the number one right now. All righty. 804-325.
Oh, is that me again?
Oh, yeah.
That's me again, my bad, bro.
Thank you.
Y'all got a hot show, man. You're intellectual. I really, really, now that I'm turned on to you guys, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to be one of y'all number one fans and biggest supporters.
Thank you. Monday through Thursday, same place, same phone number, same link, all of that. We are here.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you ever want to, you can always email me. It's she.zonee@gmail.com. If you have a topic you want for us to discuss on the line.
I got several. I have my own business, and it deals with the LBG community. And trust me, definitely, I have a lot of things I'd love for y'all to cover.
Well, one day maybe we will have you on here as a host. So email me and let's get it popping. And thank you for coming on. And we are about to shut it down right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to She's On Radio. I'm sorry we cannot cover everybody today, but we are on tomorrow with lesbian hip-hop recording artist K.O. and CEO of Crucial Creations, Blaxican. So tune in tomorrow. It's due to be a good show. Teddy, talk to the people. Let them know. Say bye.
Bye, y'all, 757, I know y'all out there. Come on now, be with it, y'all. Come on, support a nigga. Come on, support a brother.
All right, boy, too much of that nigga word on here, boy. You and me.
I'm sorry, don't get the belt.
Mm-hmm. But, definitely www.shezone.org. Again, thank you, and you all have a nice day.